think you got the best of me. Think you've had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone.
If you've been knocked down in life, suffered a setback, devastated by pain or loss, this podcast is for you. You'll hear inspiring stories from ordinary people who have bounced back in extraordinary ways and how you too can make a great comeback. Here's your host, Wendy Stevens. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm Joseph, right now, at the time of this recording, boy, I think we're in day 14 of protests across the country. A huge march on Washington, D.C. is scheduled for this Saturday. Then you look at, you know, Confederate statues coming down in Richmond, Virginia. Right now, what do you think is the next most important thing that happens? Is it going to be open town halls and conversations? Where do you see, if you had your ideal scenario, for lasting change, Joseph, where would you say is the next best steps for all of us to take?
That's a lot to unpack, Wendy, but I'll do my best. First off,
I worked hard at packing as much into that sucker as possible.
You're a great
and then I tossed you the ball.
Okay. First off, thank you for your openness and your honestness about it. And I agree with everything that you've said. And I would just like to add one thing that is going to help us go further faster. Because I agree with you, 60 years is a drop in the bucket compared to the 401 years, but it's not going to have to take us 401 years to repair that. And again, the analogy that I'll use, it's a true analogy. I'm a neuropsychologist. If you come into my office, and by the way, I'm very, very unorthodox in my methodology. If you come into my office and you get a fear of dogs, take a guess what's going to be in my office. It's going to be a dog. And at the end of that session, you're going to hold the dog and you're going to be fine with the dog. And you're going to have the tool for yourself to use on any and everything else that you got going on in your life. And so to your point about ripping the Band-Aid off, it does not have to be this huge, arduous, long task of shifting our psychology, because that's what has to change. Whether it's ignorance, meaning that you didn't know that this stuff was going on, or whether it is just blatant, you know that it's going on, you just feel like it's not your deal or whatever, it doesn't really affect you. Whatever it is, that's still a belief. So what I'm saying is the Band-Aid has been ripped off right now. It's exposed to everybody. I don't know one white person that isn't going, holy crap, this is real. At least that. I'm not looking to make anybody feel guilty. That's not going to help us. I'm looking to help people feel inspired to start with, enough to do something about it. But unless they know what to do, it's going to go right back to the way it was. And evidence of that is Rodney King, civil rights, all, you know, this has happened over and over again. I hear this saying all over the place, enough is enough. Well, damn it, it's been enough is enough for 401 years. Enough is enough of doing the same thing over and over again. And we run the danger of people going back to their lives. Because at some point, all several million people that are in the streets right now are gonna go back to their lives. And the question is, what are they gonna do when they go back to their lives? What are you willing to do? You're willing to go out on the streets and march and put your life in danger, because we're still in the midst of a pandemic, right? That's noble to do that right now, but what are you gonna do after? Most people don't know, black, white, and otherwise. So I believe that in my judgment of the way that things have to go, we have to first evaluate the situation. Number two, we got to educate the leaders to have this conversation that yes, we can change quickly and it doesn't have to be as painful as you might be making it out to be. And then third, we must apply the, you know, when I say mitigate, that means mitigate the fear. Lastly, I'll say this. It is process that is going to produce progress. Not motivation, not words, not inspiration, not education, not knowledge. It's process. So the process of doing things, there's something that every one of us can do every single day.